Yeah, I think you got two things going on here. First of all, the story popped up, and it really started to get traction when people realized that just a few days ago there was another incident in Canada, and that began to raise fears that perhaps we're going to see a series of lone wolf events where nothing big, no, thankfully, no World Trade Center, but trying to disrupt average life by taking shots at people and running down with cars. That reintroduced the idea of risk to the market. Bids started to pull out. And as we came down, another factor came in, which is crude. West Texas Intermediate is getting dangerously close to breaking below 81. That will put added pressure on the market. So that's what's taking us here.
What levels are you watching in this market right now?
Well, I would say in the S&P, if we get substantially further down, I would say probably around 1925, if we, then that would be some sell-off, but down around that level if they started a break. But more importantly, I would keep my eye on that oil. Breaking below 81, I think, will substantially increase the pressure on the market.